with 14 pairs at once, and Alice couldn't help looking at her in great astonishment.
How can she knit with so many?
The puzzled child thought to herself.
She gets more and more like a porcupine every minute.
Can you row?
The sheep asked, handing her a pair of knitting needles as she spoke.
Yes, a little, but not on land and not with needles.
Alice was beginning to say, when suddenly the needles turned into oars in her hands, and she found they were in a little boat, gliding along between banks. So there was nothing for it but to do her best.
Further!
Cried the sheep as she took up another pair of needles. This didn't sound like a remark that needed any answer, so Alice said nothing but pulled away. There was something very queer about the water, she thought, as every now and then the oars got fast in it and would hardly come out again.
Further! Further!
The sheep cried again, taking more needles.
You'll be catching a crab directly!
A dear little crab,
thought Alice.
I should like that.
Didn't you hear me say further?
The sheep cried angrily, taking up quite a bunch of needles.
Indeed I did,
said Alice.
You've said it very often, and very loud. Please, where are the crabs?
In the water, of course,
said the sheep, sticking some of the needles into her hair as her hands were full.
Feather, I say!
Why do you say feather so often?
Alice asked at last, rather vexed.
I'm not a bird.
You are,
said the sheep.
You're a little goose.
This offended Alice a little, so there was no more conversation for a minute or two, while the boat glided gently on, sometimes among beds of weeds, which made the oars stick fast in the water worse than ever, and sometimes under trees, but always with the same tall river banks frowning over their heads.
Oh, please, there are some scented rushes!
Alice cried in a sudden transport of delight.
There really are! And such beauties!
You needn't say please to me about them,
the sheep said without looking up from her knitting.
I didn't put them there, and I'm not going to take them away.
No, but I meant, please, may we wait and pick some?
Alice pleaded.
If you don't mind stopping the boat for a minute.
How am I to stop it?
Said the sheep.
If you leave off rowing, it'll stop of itself.
So the boat was left to drift down the stream as it would, till it glided gently in among the waving rushes. And then the little sleeves were carefully rolled up, and the little arms were plunged in elbow deep, to get hold of the rushes a good long way down before breaking them off. And for a while Alice forgot all about the sheep and the knitting.